Welcome to Ill Communication, copywriting tips and sales strategies for small business. I'm your host, Kim Keel. I'm a copy coach, sales strategist, and direct response copywriter. It's my mission to help women leaders and change makers amplify their voices through copy. It's why I'm dishing out all the juicy tips, writing prompts, and sales formulas to help you generate more leads, book more calls, and get more high-value clients on repeat. Sounds pretty good. It's time to ditch the overwhelm you might be feeling and find confidence in your copywriting so you can get your message out there and attract more soulmate clients. Let's get started. Hey there, and welcome to episode 84 of the Ill Communication Podcast. Now, if you've been in online business for even just a minute, you know you need a way to attract ideal buyers or leads to your business. And while you may have a lot of followers who love to double tap on your content, that doesn't make them qualified leads. You also don't own the platforms or control who gets to see your social media content or even when they see it. But with email, you have so much more control and influence over who sees your messages and when. So it's no wonder that all of the business coaches and programs out there tell us that we need to have a lead magnet, which is a free gift or an opt-in that people receive in exchange for giving you their email. When you have some rock-solid lead magnets, you can woo those social media followers off those platforms and onto your email list. Lead magnets are also a great way for potential clients to experience your expertise or coaching style. And they're key to growing your email list. Now, one of the biggest regrets I have in my business is that I really didn't invest in developing great lead magnets soon enough in my business. And it's largely because I run a very small referral-based business. I don't have much of a team. I'm a little bit of a technophobe. And I was honestly kind of afraid of the tech and setting up these complicated funnels. But as I've grown my reach and niched my offers, I've had a lot more fun with developing some new lead magnets for myself. I now have a sales copy scorecard and a brand voice guide training that are actually converting pretty well. And they're very unsophisticated. I have a landing page on ConvertKit, and I deliver the lead magnet through email. It's not hard. I also work with my clients to strategize and create lead magnets that will attract their right fit buyers. So today I'm sharing 7 steps to choosing the right lead magnet to attract buyers to your business. Step 1. Understand which leads or potential buyers you want to attract. Now, really think about this. Are you wanting to work with complete newbies to the solution you offer or problem you solve? Or are you working with more sophisticated buyers, people who are beyond the beginner stage? Knowing what kind of customer you want to attract will help you decide what kind of lead magnet to create. For the longest time, I had a lead magnet, which was a checklist of 10 tips to write copy that converts, and it's honestly still on my website. But it's positioned for a beginner business owner, someone who doesn't know a lot about copywriting. But as I've evolved, so has my audience, and I now work with business owners who have been in business for at least a couple of years. They know what they should be doing, but for various reasons, they just aren't doing it. So I've been creating some newer lead magnets for those more advanced audiences. Step 2, pick a problem or several problems your ideal customer has. Your lead magnet should create a quick win or a step forward in the solution they're seeking. If you're stumped about what problems your audience faces, do a little research. Poll your existing audience or clients and ask what the biggest problems they had before working with you were. Use an audience listening tool like Answer the Public to curate a list of questions people are asking about your area of expertise. Now, I've recorded a previous episode on Answer the Public, so I'll drop that into the show notes if you need a refresher. When you're looking at the problems and goals your audience has, you will find many. But for each lead magnet, you want to focus on just one element. You're not going to help women reduce stress and have better sleep and get more fitness in the day through just a single lead magnet. So choose one of those problems and create something that will deliver a quick win. Step 3, decide on the format that will deliver the best win for your audience, one that will help create the best transformation. Now, I'm going to share a few different kinds of lead magnet ideas with you. There are checklists and cheat sheets. These are pretty simple to create, deliver, and consume. This is great if it pairs with some kind of additional content like a podcast episode or a blog post, because you can't get too deep with a checklist, but it would create a quick, easy win. So think of things like meal planning shopping lists or a launch planning checklist. Workbooks or planners can make a great lead magnet. Now, these take a little more time to develop, but some audiences really love a workbook, something they can fill out and take action on. Of course, it requires more investment on your part and on theirs to get the win. Video or audio training. I love a great mini video course or audio training because it allows your newest lead to experience you, your personality, and your energy. Now, maybe you roll your eyes at the idea of creating a webinar, but it allows people to hear you and see you. So if you can create a mini video course, a webinar, or an audio training, go for it, because they can be very powerful when your ideal buyer experiences you in action. Now, this could be a short 20-minute video training, a private podcast mini-series, or even a simple 6-minute audio meditation or mantra. Now, these take a little more work, and there's more of a perceived value, as long as you do deliver value. I know we've all signed up for a webinar that didn't deliver any value or takeaway. The next area of lead magnets you could create are quizzes, assessments, or scorecards. Now, creating quizzes can be very effective for businesses. I personally don't enjoy taking them myself, but when they are done well, they can be incredibly effective at growing your subscribers and giving you insights into those subscribers. If you're considering a quiz because you've heard they're good for building your list, ask yourself if self-assessment or self-discovery is an important part of my audience's journey or decision-making. Quizzes can be very complicated, with a lot of copy for the results pages and emails that you need to send after, and they require the right tech system. But if you like quizzes and you think your audience would like a quiz, they can be very effective. And while I'm not a big fan of quizzes, I do have a scorecard tool that I'm using right now. It's a simple spreadsheet tool that allows people to assess the health of their sales copy. So I actually keep it pretty simple. Now, these lead magnets that I just talked about are generally not that complicated, nor are they very costly to implement and deliver. There are a few other great lead magnets that require a lot more investment of time, energy, and money. These are typically more intensive, more high touch, and require more time. And I'm thinking of things like live masterclasses and workshops. These can be a great way to generate quality leads. Many business owners grow their list by hosting or participating in audio, video, or live summits where a bunch of people are featured on a stage. They all attract their audiences, and you get to be featured as an expert. And of course, there are the famous 3 or 5 day live launch challenges. Now, these typically take a lot of energy and time to plan and host, but they can be very effective for generating quality leads. And there's a final category of lead magnet, which is the free trial or a free coaching call. This is where you allow your prospect to work with you for free to experience it for a limited time. So that's a pretty big list. It's totally not exhaustive. But as you decide what to do, think about how much energy and effort you can put into creating and delivering your lead magnet and what you think would deliver a valuable experience for your audience. Now back to our steps. Step 4 is to create your lead magnet and make it dang good. You want to put your best foot forward here and create a brilliant first impression. You want to deliver something that's so juicy and valuable for free or for very low cost that people are like, if this is what I get for free, I can't imagine what it's like to invest in her programs and services. Don't worry about sharing too much value or giving away all your secrets. I really believe that the more people can experience your genius, the easier it will be to sell to them. Now, if you're good with design, great. If you're savvy with Canva, awesome. If you can afford to work with a designer, do it. But just know this, it doesn't have to be too flashy or beautifully designed, as long as the content is killer. Step 5 is promote your lead magnet. You know, you can promote your lead magnet when you give a talk from the stage or on a podcast. You can talk about your lead magnet in your social content. You can create a blog post or podcast content related to your freebie and tell people to opt into your free gift. You can ask your business buddies to share your new freebie with their lists. And of course, you can run ads to get more people to opt into your lead magnet. You can really experiment here. And typically, you'd set up a landing page or opt-in form where people exchange their email addresses for your free gift. Step 6 is plan your customer journey. Once someone opts into your freebie, what's the next step you want them to take with you? Is there a low or mid-tier offer you want them to buy? Do you want them to join your free community? Do you want them to book a discovery call? Think about that journey and make sure you provide those next steps in the lead magnet itself. And step 7 is to follow up with a strategic welcome sequence. When someone gives you their email in exchange for your free gift, they are consenting to hear from you. They're curious about you. Something in your content or your free offer compelled them to connect with you. So follow up with a strategic welcome sequence that delivers the free gift and leads your new subscriber through a journey to get to know you, your offers, your genius, and how you can continue to help them. And if you need to optimize or write that welcome sequence, I'm hosting a welcome sequence at WOW's Bootcamp next week. Over 5 days, I'll lead you through my dinner party framework for writing a welcome sequence. Each day, you'll write one email in the sequence so that by the end of the 5 days, you will have a fresh, fabulous, and full welcome sequence ready to go, so you can woo your new leads and turn them into buyers. Now, this is a paid bootcamp because you're getting training, workbooks, and coaching to make sure you complete your sequence. Get all the details and your ticket at kimkeel.com/bootcamp. Well, my friend, I know I've procrastinated developing stronger lead magnets in my business, and I totally regret it. So I hope this episode inspires you to create a new lead magnet or several new lead magnets for your business. Let's review those 7 steps again. Step 1, understand which leads or potential buyers you want to attract. Step 2, pick a problem your ideal customer has that you can solve, or conversely, pick a goal that you can help them get one step closer to achieving. Step 3, decide on the format that will deliver the best win for your audience. Step 4, create your lead magnet. Step 5, promote your lead magnet. Step 6, plan your customer journey. And step 7, follow up with the strategic welcome sequence. Well, my friend, that's it for me today. I hope I see you next week at the Welcome Sequence Bootcamp. And if I don't, I'll be right back here next Wednesday with a new episode for you. Bye for now. Hey, thanks for joining me for today's episode. But before you go, I want to make sure you've grabbed a new tool to help you assess the effectiveness of your sales copy. It's an easy-to-use tool that will help you identify what's working well and what could be improved among all of the copy assets you have in your business. Grab the Sales Copy Scorecard right now to find quick and easy ways to improve your sales copy and boost sales. Get your free scorecard over at kimkeel.com/scorecard. I'll be back next week with another quick tip, writing prompt, or sales hack for you. See you then.